Hey, it's Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com, and I'm continuing doing some intuitive messages for manifesting money. The next card I pulled for you, if you are listening to this show, this message is for you, is act on your idea. You have an idea that will lead to the prosperity that you desire. Now is the time to act on it. If you're waiting for a sign, this is it. This is your sign. Focus and invest your diligent effort and energy into your idea. Expect twists and turns, but every challenge is an opportunity to expand, and it's never limiting what is possible for you. So, as I was channeling the message, we got this specific guidance, which means, as I was tuning into it, you might face several challenges. Challenges don't mean anything about you. They don't mean anything about you. And sometimes the more challenges we face, the bigger the return. And the challenges are just preparing you for the return. So know that you can always overcome the challenge. Commit to taking incremental action until your idea is realized. Try your best to not get distracted by negativity, both within you and outside of you, and also ignore most commentary from those around you. You're going to have to be soulful with this because some commentary will help you refine your idea. So I would say pray to be protected. Pray to only be a match to the commentary that's meant for you, and release any insecurity and self-consciousness around your idea. Remember, your ideas are gifted to you by spirit. Your ideas are spirit's way of helping you fulfill your desire and the desire of your heart. Act on them without delay and trust the process. Try not to make anything mean anything about you personally, right? Or this, if this happens, then this means this. Don't do that dance with yourself. Just stay focused on the physical manifestation of your idea, believing that it's going to work, trusting the process, going along with it, and knowing that through bringing your idea to life, you will manifest the prosperity you desire. So stay grounded. Meditation will help you. Prayer will help you. Not giving up will help you. And I'm going to say this to you, and I pray that for the type A's listening to this, that you can hear the nuance in this wisdom. Stay rooted and grounded in the idea until it manifests into form. So it's not like you take a day off. I want to be clear here. It doesn't mean you don't rest. It doesn't mean you don't relax. It doesn't mean you don't take time for yourself. That's not what I'm saying. But energetically, you don't take a day off. Because what I find is people, when they're pursuing idea and given the nature of this message and the way it came through, is that this is a pretty big idea. They go, I'm doing it in sound because you can't see my hand, but they're up and down, or they drop out of it completely and they try to come back. That'll just slow your process. You want to keep the energy consistent as you're moving through this idea. So it's as opposed to got it? Sound is a way, because you can't see my hand. But one hand is keeping a straight line, one hand is going in waves. And so the one in waves, I want you to avoid that, and I would just want you to hold the energy. And through that, you become more confident in who you are. you become highly resilient. And for these ideas, these are big ideas. So this might be a realm that you have not approached before. Please do not take any preconceived notions into it. You're putting the idea into the world, whatever that might be, and you expect to see prosperity as a result. And all points in between, try not to attach too much of your personal energy to it. So it might be you're putting a product into the world. Don't get attached to trends or, oh, as somebody else is doing this, or, oh, if it doesn't do this in this amount of time because if somebody told me that it's supposed to do that, then it's not going to be successful. Stay out of that internal conversation. Just put your idea out into the world. Expect some challenges in that process. Those challenges are your opportunity to be fully and completely prepared for the prosperity that is coming. All right, that's my message. I'm Amy of Intuitive Coaching with Amy. If you are looking for a coach or a spiritual advisor, I would love to support you. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Thank you so much for listening to the show. I look forward to connecting with you again.